Every year in early spring, Downtown Rogers invites locals and people from outside the city limits to investigate the bakeries, restaurants, and coffee shops downtown. This year's edition of Downtown Rogers Restaurant Week includes some creative twists. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums has more.
Dana Mather, the events and promotions coordinator with Main Street Rogers, says that organization developed a week dedicated to the city's downtown restaurants in 2012 as a rather simple promotional idea.
We did 2 years where it was just the restaurants offering specials and trying to get the public to come try out a new restaurant downtown.
But this year, the third annual Downtown Rogers Restaurant Week is more than just menu specials, though there are menu specials. This year, there's whimsy and experimentation baked in.
For the third annual event, we thought we'd take it up a notch and have some special events during the week. So I had a great committee of volunteers come up with some ideas. And the first one yesterday was a big hit. The Chef Exchange on April Fool's Day was really fun. Jen Keipel from Heirloom Foods went to the kitchen at the Rail Pizza Company, and Shane from the Rail went over to Heirloom, and I guess Heirloom sold out very quickly of Shane's meatloaf sandwich, and then there were some people that even had lunch at both places, tried Jen's special pizza over at the Rail, too.
Several of the week's events are cooperative, like yesterday's Chef Swap, indicating there's not just a level of cooperation, but trust between restaurant owners, cooks, and chefs.
Definitely. I think it worked out really well for Jen and Shane because they both kind of share a philosophy, a cooking philosophy, and they are big fans of each other's cooking. And so they had been planning for about 2 months to do this exchange. And I was in Heirloom last week when Shane stopped in, and they were still even discussing menu and recipes and ingredients, the things that they would each need in the other person's kitchen. So they worked pretty closely together to make it a success.
Tonight, another event will bring representatives from several different establishments together, the Ironman Bartender Contest. At least 10 bartenders will be concocting their special drinks for a 3-judge panel at Club Frisco. Jennifer Davis, the bar manager at Club Frisco, says the judges are advised to determine a best drink based on basic criteria.
Presentation, how the drink looks, how the drink tastes, and any sort of flair the bartender has that they add to it, whether it is how they mix the drink or how they light something on fire or what have you.
Jennifer says she anticipates the bartenders will stretch out a bit. In other words, don't expect just a creative twist on an old standard. Expect, well, the unexpected.
You know, the classic cocktail craze kind of has happened, I feel like, and people now, especially coming into spring, are looking more for refreshing light flavor, maybe a hint of spice, maybe a hint of lime, maybe, you know, they're not looking at the traditional Manhattans anymore. We have people that are infusing things now with summery things like lavender or mint or rosemary. They're kind of going off of that base.
Since this is the first time Club Frisco has hosted such an event, Jennifer admits even she's a bit curious about what may happen with some of the recipes tonight.
I, of course, am not competing because I don't feel like that would be fair. But we have judges and then spectators. And, of course, the first question from the spectators is, ooh, do we get to taste everything? And like I said, it's our first time, so we're going to see how that works. We might give out tasters. We may, whoever wins, we may put their drink on special for the evening. A lot of bartenders kind of trademark their drinks, so that's up to whoever wins if they would like to share the recipe with us to be able to sell.
One of the three judges tonight is Daniel Hintz. He's been a professional chef, and he's been instrumental in helping the region's culinary scene develop and grow, helping, for example, the city of Bentonville establish a relationship with the James Beard Foundation. He says the spirit behind tonight's bartender event and the entire Downtown Rogers Restaurant Week is indicative of something that has developed in the area over the past few years.
I think what is so compelling about the culinary world, specifically, like I said, in Northwest Arkansas and what's happening, is discovery. That process of discovery, that you're able to participate not only in your own discovery of maybe discovering something new that you thought you knew or an entirely new way of doing things, but you're also participating in the discovery of the person making it. And I think, once again, therein lies that culinary art platform is that it's a sort of sharing of discovery. And that's the part that really excites me, is I'm discovering, but at the same time, I'm participating in the discovery of the person that's making it at the same time.
As for his judging duties tonight, he says he's been a judge in similar events when he's been asked to select a favorite dish. He says that responsibility gets to the core of what a good dining experience should be. Creative, but also involving conversation.
I think walking into it, this is where you rely on the sort of dialogue with the other folks around the table and the other judges. Everyone will sort of bring their own sort of palate and their own sort of profile and biases to a certain degree on what they like. And then so to be able to discuss that and come to a consensus on some of those things will be really important, obviously, because we don't have a specific genre to work with, how they execute, you know, a certain type of ingredient. So how the judges communicate in confab, in my experience, will be really, really important.
Dana Mather, with the sponsoring organization Main Street Rogers, says in just 3 years, the Downtown Rogers Restaurant Week has become an established part of the local scene.
Yeah, it's great. The restaurants enjoy it. I know Heirloom has said it's always the biggest week they have all year. So I think it's doing its job of raising awareness about the different restaurants that are available in Downtown Rogers. We're excited about being able to expand just a little bit outside the core downtown area and go down South First Street and have Ozark Beer Company, and they're going to be having cheese tasting with Kent Walker Artisan Cheeses and beer, and pairing those together. And they have great beer at Ozark Beer Company, and people are really excited about that event as well.
And Daniel Hintz says that's exactly what's developing in Northwest Arkansas, a culinary atmosphere that is being noticed beyond the region.
The development of a culinary scene is not replication. It is putting your own individual stamp on something. And I think that is one of the things that has been so exciting to be a part of the conversation, not just in Bentonville, but of all of Northwest Arkansas. When you see culinary talents, when you see mixologists, folks that are really sort of interpreting and putting out there their versions of these things. And that's what creates a scene. That's what creates that what Memphis is known for. I mean, you have barbecue, but you have multiple ways that people interpret that. And I think that there's that renaissance that's happening in Northwest Arkansas. And this is just one way to highlight that that really dynamic scene that's happening all over the region.
The Iron Man Bartender Contest takes place tonight at Club Frisco on Poplar Street in downtown Rogers. And menu specials and other creative takes on food continue throughout the rest of the week. You can see a list of events and participating restaurants at mainstreetrogers.com/restaurant-week. And if you're looking for a spark of creativity at your own bar, Jennifer Davis, the bar manager at Club Frisco, offers some advice on an underrated ingredient.
Sweet vermouth. It's a very traditional that a lot of people shy away from because it's like something our grandparents used, and it goes in Manhattan, and people shy away from it, but it's actually one of those ingredients that goes pretty well if you use it the right way, and it just a little bit goes a long way, and it's something that people don't think about or don't, it usually sits in the back cupboard, you know?
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Callums.